Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
How do you raise a politically savvy homeschooler? You know, this is a delicate topic, but I think I can share with you at least a key ingredient. You know, politics and religion are the places where these fights and battles come. I grew up in a background where my dad was in the state legislature in Alabama, and so we talked politics, and yet in the same breath, we grew up in a denomination where our religious beliefs were deeply personal, and we never talked about them much at all. I didn't know much about what my dad thought until towards his death. So this issue of politics, it's a big deal. And I'm convinced that what's in the way of good discussion and what we should be doing is that most people, it seems, in our country on both sides are engaged in what's really termed a kind of a neurotic behavior. The distinction I would make, it's not physically developed, but it's, you know, developed from the environment, from your interaction, from your mindset, something you control. And it's something called splitting. And so splitting is where we see things as black and white, either or. And look, some things are black and white. Some things are either or. But the list is a lot smaller than we think. So even in an issue, it might be right or wrong, but there are nuances in the conversation that need to be appreciated. So what tends to happen is if you get into splitting, which, by the way, if you really do that really well, you develop or move into the direction of a category called a borderline personality disorder. So staying away from splitting, good move. And encouraging our kids not to split is really strategic, because if you don't do that, then you turn into like a hyper-liberal. So everything the conservatives do is evil, and they're all about money and self and blah, 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 blah. And then you can get the other side too, and you'd be so conservative and locked in, and that everything on the liberal side is completely evil, and it's all about giving everything away, and no one being able to progress in this world, and we're all supposed to be the same, equalitarian, blah, blah, blah. Look, both of those are extreme views. And regardless of what you want to think, it's not perfectly that way. There are things that are evil. There are people who are evil. I'm not denying any of that. But what I'm inviting us to teach our kids is something a little more profound, and that is to learn to understand the other side, really, before we disagree or battle with it. Try to appreciate where the other view is coming from, what they're wrestling with. And look, I get disgusted too. I'm semi beside myself in this day and age with things I see in the media, which just simply aren't the whole story. We're not getting both sides sharing something. And that's kind of the idea behind our legal system. Ideally, you have someone that gives the best case for a person, the best case against, a jury of peers decide. It's an imperfect system, but it's the right direction. Look, politics for our kids, that too. You know, if you have a conviction that abortion is wrong, like I do, I think it's taking of a human life, you still want to help people understand what it means for a woman to have the rights over her body, choices in her life, perhaps horrible moments, even in minor examples of terrible things happening medically around this issue. That's the way you do it, so that the child grows to have his or her own conviction. And it doesn't have to be that. It might be about economics. It might be about capital punishment. It might be about spending. I have no idea. But I do know this. Our kids, our five kids, by and large, think pretty clearly and profoundly about their politics. Some are more than others, but they can have conversations. Some are less interested in politics than others. That's great too. But getting our kids away from splitting a perfect black and white thinking by inviting them to explain and appreciate, if you had grown up that way, if you had come from that orientation, you'd probably think in a similar way as well. And that's really what it comes down to. I'm going to pick on the abortion issue again, just with this final thought. Ronald Reagan was asked years ago, when he was walking out of a building somewhere, I remember watching on TV, and he said, are you for women's rights? And he paused and turned back to the camera and said, I am. I'm for women's rights, especially the rights of unborn women. So here's what it comes down to. It's a value issue. And so when we value the right of a woman's choice over her body, over the babies, then that's actually a conflict of values. And I think it's a legitimate value. The issue then turns on, does the baby, the girl, baby girl, have rights too? And that's where this discussion needs to be. It's not simply one group is all about, you know, murder, and one group is all about stealing rights from women. There's a conversation that we have to wrestle with. Don't split. Understand both sides and think. I hope that's helpful. I'd love to hear from you.